study, shit is America's most used word on Twitter. By Lucas Nolan on December 4, 2018. A recent study claims that American Twitter users are overwhelmingly negative on the platform and utilize swear words more often than those from other countries. Researchers claim Twitter data matches the established stereotypes about Americans. NPR reports that a study conducted by researchers from Canada claims that American Twitter users tweet more negative words than those from Canada. The study analyzed 40 million tweets to study the tweets of both American and Canadian users, finding that in general American users are more negative while Canadian users are more positive. The lead author on the study, Briar Snufjella, a researcher at McMaster University in Ontario, discussed the report stating, "What we found is that if you go into Twitter and you quantify the most characteristic language of Canadians and Americans, you find that that characteristic language really, really strongly matches the sort of established stereotypes of Canadians and Americans." The report outlines how words were ranked by level of negativity and positivity, stating, "To illustrate, the word great has the most negative Z score, Z equals minus 89.72. and thus indicates that the noun is significantly overrepresented in Canada, compared to the US. Conversely, the word shit lies at the opposite end of this continuum, with the most positive Z score, Z equals 104.34, which signifies that it is overrepresented in the US. The tweets were analyzed by a team of computational linguist researchers who used the geolocation of tweets to determine where each Twitter user was from, discovering that those from accounts based in America reinforce the rude American stereotype. For Canada, you're talking about words like great, amazing, awesome, thanks, being very characteristic, Snufjella said. For Americans, it's words like swear words of all kinds, and then a lot of words of that evoke negative emotional states like hate, miss, bored, tired. Overall, it would appear that Americans prefer to use far more expletives in their tweets than Canadians. Finally, American lexical choices show a clear relative preference for taboo words, including swear words, expletives, and racial slurs. For example, FCK, SHT, ASS, HO, BTCH, NGA. Snufjella stated that it may actually be the language used by Americans that have negative connotations without having a negative meaning behind them. This could include curse words or common phrases. So if what we're finding in this study is the sum of the language choices of Canadians and Americans, we can make different choices and wind up with a different picture of who we are, Snufjella said. Listen to the full interview on NPR here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.